Hello, my friends. Matt here with the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. This is season 2, episode 5. And today we're going to talk about something that keeps a lot of people from being able to even start their own business. We're going to talk about credit. We're going to talk about credit challenges. And we're going to talk about credit fixes, all on today's episode of the Rockstar Unplugged podcast. All right. I'm so excited that you're tuning in for this short episode. Today, we're going to talk about one thing that's just, it's holding a lot of folks back from starting their businesses. Now, as many of you know, if you've listened to this, I've spent 25 years in the automotive sector, but somebody asked me the other day, they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, well, I do this and I do that. But really what it all gets summed up as is I'm a business strategist. I like to say strategist. I'm a life strategist. Basically, what I do is when I sit down with someone, I look at, okay, what's going on in your world right now? What do you want to have going on in your world right now? And what strategy do we need to put together to get you there? And that strategy can include a lot of things. And so today I'm going to talk about an area that really causes a lot of trouble for people in their life, in their business, and that's credit issues. Now, I want to share something with you guys. the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, has had businesses go bankrupt, okay? This is a thing that happens. But have you ever wondered how someone, like, well, I remember looking and going, okay, how is, how did a Donald Trump have a business go bankrupt? And how is his credit still good enough that he can just go borrow money everywhere? Well, there's a lot of stuff people do not understand when it comes to credit. One of the first things that a lot of folks don't understand that celebrities and politicians do is they don't use their social security number for credit. I don't know if you know this. They utilize something called a CPN, and we'll discuss that a little more in depth later in a different episode. But one of the big things that people realize is you've got to establish credit for yourself. You got to establish credit for your business, but you also need to keep them very separate. A lot of folks who are entrepreneurs starting out though say, Matt, how do I even get started with my business, man? I worked for someone else for a long time. I lost a job, or I was downsized, or I tried to go take a risk and start a side hustle, and I had to use my personal credit to borrow money, and then the business didn't work. And so now I'm sitting on failed credit. I'm struggling with issues. How do I fix it? Well, here's the reality. First things first, if you got debt, if you can repay it, that should be the goal, right? If you can repay it, that should be the goal. But how do you get to a point where you can't repay it? Well, there's a difference between owing the debt and having to be penalized for it for the rest of your life in your credit report. And that's what I want to discuss with you guys today, because I think there's this negative stigma with people when it comes to talking about credit issues and when it comes to talking about credit repair. A lot of folks don't realize this, but out of 200 million Americans surveyed, 40 million of them had mistakes on their credit bureaus. Now, that's a big deal. One in five people had errors showing up on their credit report. See, a lot of times you may go, well, I made a mistake and there's bad credit though because I was late on this credit card, or this car was a repossession. And you're right. You made a mistake. You made a mistake for 6 months of your life. But there are certain ways that mistake has to be reported so that it is fair to you. It's under what's called the Fair Credit Reporting Act. And for one in five Americans, it's being reported incorrectly, which means you could be one of those people. And under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, if it's reported incorrectly, they actually have to remove it completely from your credit report. It has to be removed completely, gone. Not just like, oh, okay, well, they're fixing it. They can't fix it. They have to remove it. Or adjust it to pay as agreed or something like that. So there's some opportunity there to fix stuff. The other thing is this. Let's talk about FAIR, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Let's say you went through a hard time. You lost a job, or or you were downsized or whatever, you had 6 months of slow payments. Is it fair that you should be penalized for 8 years? No, it isn't. Now, there are a lot of credit reporting companies out there, but not all of them are legitimate. And so how do you repair your credit? Well, I'm going to tell you how right now in this episode. All right. So what's the game plan? What's the step-by-step? How do you fix your credit? Well, the first thing you do is you need to pull your credit report. And you need to be monitoring it through the process that you're using to fix it. And I'm going to tell you step-by-step how you fix it yourself on this episode of the podcast. Now, I'm going to tell you this too. It takes a lot of work and it's a pain in the butt. If you don't want to fix it yourself, you can pay my company to do it for you. To learn more about that, you can go to goodcreditrocks.com. But I'm literally going to tell you how you can do it yourself. As long as you take the time and patience to do it, you can do it. First things first, you need to get a copy of all three of your credit reports. Okay. Now I have a link I'm going to share with you that'll allow you to get a $1 free trial for 7 days with Identity IQ. Now the government allows you to pull your credit report for free once per year, but here's the problem. If you're trying to repair your credit, you got to monitor it while you're trying to fix it, while you're writing the letters and the disputes. So if you're doing that, you've got to have a service that allows you to do it, to continue to see what's on your report. Identity IQ is the best that I've found. So here's a link. It's a short link and an easy one to remember so that you can go get a $1 7-day trial. That way you can at least see your credit report. And then if you stay with them, they will charge you $25 a month to monitor so that you can keep pulling your credit, every month and taking a look at it without it penalizing your credit. Okay. The link that you'll go to get that $1 credit report is rockstarexpo.com/IQ. That's rockstarexpo.com/IQ. Now you can cancel it, within the 7-day period and, you know, get billed the $25 or whatever. But I'm telling you, if you're going to get committed to fixing your credit, be committed to 3 months of spending $25 a month to make sure that you can monitor the credit, because otherwise you won't see the progress and you won't know what letters to write. Okay. So rockstarexpo.com/IQ, that will take you to Identity IQ and kind of a little hidden secret link where you can get a $1 trial. Okay, so you've gone and pulled all three of your credit reports. What now? How do you look for errors? What do errors look like? Well, I'm going to give you a couple of common things that you're going to notice on there. One is what's called re-aging. So as you'll see, there are three credit bureaus: TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. Now you're going to want to look for some, these are some of the easiest things to look for. Obviously, there are a lot more intensive things that you can look for and do to fix your credit. This podcast episode won't be long enough to take you through the kind of research and things like that that I've had to do to learn how to do this for folks. But I'm going to give you some of the most common things to look for that you should be able to get removed on your own. One is called re-aging of an account. So, for example, let's say you have a medical collection, right? You had a doctor bill that went into collection. And it is on your Equifax credit report, and it shows that this was from 2016, and they sold it to a collection company. And then let's say TransUnion and Experian, the other two reporting agencies, let's say your collection shows 2016 and Equifax, 2017 and TransUnion, and another date in 2017 or 2018 and Experian. That's what's called re-aging. What that means is, the actual collection took place in 2016, but the other companies keep re-reporting it so that it stays on your credit report longer. Well, that adversely affects your credit, and that's actually against the Fair Credit Reporting Act. You can only report this once. So, by the way, when you're writing a letter to the credit bureaus, okay, you can write single letters per collection. You can write one letter that's got all of the things you're trying to clear off. But a couple key factors go into this. One, you need to make copies of the letters that you write. Two, you want to make sure that you've got the dates the letters were mailed, and all of that must be tracked. Otherwise, how are you going to be able to dispute that? Okay. Once you write a dispute, they have 30 days to try and disprove what you're saying. Meaning, you write a dispute letter that says, hey, this account has three different dates on it. That's not possible. Remove this from my credit report immediately. And by the way, you're writing a letter to each one of the credit bureaus. Okay, you write three, so you got three letters going out, and you're addressing this issue with all three credit bureaus. On your letter, you must at the top put your name, your social security number, your date of birth, and your address. In the letter, you must put the account name. So if it says, and you don't write out a long name, you write whatever it says in the bureau. For example, if it says ABC Med for the, you know, it's ABC General Medical Hospital, you would write ABC Med. You'll notice the account numbers, they don't usually show the full number. It's like part of it with little asterisks, little stars. Just write what's written there, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. So in the letter that you've got your name, address, social security number, date of birth, put the date on the letter, and then you put account name, account number, and then why it should be, you know, removed from your report. So you would say something like ABC Med, account number 1234, and then underneath you would write this is showing three different dates, which is not possible and is adversely affecting my credit, which is a violation of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Remove immediately. You will also include a copy of the credit bureau page showing all three different dates, highlighting each of the dates. Okay, that's how you would handle something like what's called re-aging that would have different dates on it. The next thing to maybe look for is inaccurate pay history. So let's say you have a credit card or a car loan, any type of loan that has a payment history. What you would typically see on all of, you know, the three lines, trade lines of the bureaus for this trade line, the three different lines, you'd see, okay, okay, okay. That means you've paid them on time, on time, on time. But sometimes, let's say if you're 30 days late, you'll see something that says 30. You see something that says 60. You'll see something that says 90, 180. If you're a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, 6 months late. Here's the thing. If you're more than 1 month late, if you're 2, 3, 4 months late on this, it all has to be reported in order. So if you're 30 days late, it should show 30. If you're 60 days late, the next one should show 60. If you're 120 days late, it still has to show 90 and then 120. If it goes from okay to 120, that's not accurate reporting. It must be removed. If it goes from okay to 30 to 60 to 180, that's not accurate reporting. It has to be removed. If you look at your three bureaus and one of them shows everything is perfectly paid, says okay all the way across, and the other ones show that there are late payments, you obviously wouldn't write a letter to the one that says okay. You want to keep that all good on your credit report. If that one's showing paid as agreed, but you'd write letters to the other two credit reporting agencies. You would make a copy of the page. You would highlight how theirs are inaccurate. You would circle where everything says okay. And you would say, you would say, for example, in the letters to the ones that have the incorrect pay history showing, you would put a copy in there. You would highlight their inconsistencies, and you would put on there your name, date of birth, address, social security number, and then you would, and the date that you're sending this letter, and then you would write account name, let's say it's American Express, account number 1234, and then you would say, please notice this account is paid as agreed, and there have been no late payments. As you can see on the TransUnion credit report, and you would, again, circle the one that's paid okay if it's TransUnion. And if you're sending this letter to Equifax, you would then say, please update this account to show all payments on time. Or you could say, please remove this from my account. You're better off saying, update this account to show all payments made on time. Because obviously then you've got positive stuff affecting your credit report as opposed to just removing accounts completely. This, if you've got one that's showing everything's paid perfect, you want the others updated to show paid perfect. So that's another example. Now, here's reality. A lot of stuff that you're going to see is probably old and you don't remember. Maybe you paid it off already. Maybe it didn't. But here's the thing. If you don't remember it, then you need to write a letter saying so. So let's say there's some medical collections. You don't remember what they are. Those maybe aren't even yours. That's probably an error, right? You don't know. So you'll want to write letters to the credit report. Again, ABC Medical, account number 1234. And you may send a letter to the credit bureau saying, unknown collection, remove immediately. Here's the thing. The goal is not to, remove things from your credit that you legitimately, that you let go. But the reality is, they have to report them honestly and ethically. And if they don't, then by law, you have the right to get these things removed. And with my company, we see people's credit scores increase 80 points, 100 points. We see people going from, 500 credit scores to 650, 670. That's an amazing feat, all right? With credit repair services, a lot of it isn't removing, things that are ethical and should be there, but it's removing all of the things that are incorrectly reported. 6 months in your life of tough times and mistakes shouldn't punish you for the next 8 years. Shouldn't punish you and punish you for the next 30. Let's say you had some issues with your credit and you go buy a house. You're going to be paying that house for 15 years or 30 years. And now you're paying, instead of a 4% rate, you're paying a 7% rate. You're going to spend another couple $100,000 because of a $600 medical collection. How fair is that? It's not. That's the right answer. So here's the deal. I gave you a couple tips. You can also Google and go to YouTube and learn how to do this stuff. But the reality is, if you're in a spot where you go, hey, you know what? I need to get my credit fixed. A couple things to keep in mind. There are companies out there that want to charge you ongoing monthly fees over and over. Now think about this. If they want to keep charging you fees for a long period of time, what incentive do they have to try and get things removed quickly? You got it. None. They want to keep billing you forever. There are other companies that want to charge people by the deletion. Watch out for this. Now, I'm not saying that there's not a lot of work involved. There is. But fees can add up really quickly. I've seen companies, I had some erroneous stuff removed from my credit report about 5 years ago, and the company I hired charged by the deletion. Every company out there that's worth its salt is going to charge you. They'll look at your bureau for free. If they believe they can help you, then they're going to charge you a consultation fee. And then they charge you for like supplies, things like that. But I'm always wary of anyone who wants to charge me monthly forever, or somebody who wants to charge me by the deletion. The company I paid charged by the deletion, it was $50 per deletion per credit bureau, which means if it's on all three of them, it's $150 a deletion, actually. I ended up paying thousands of dollars to try and repair my credit. It was crazy. So here's the thing, friends. If you listen to this, you go watch some videos, and you do some Googling, and you go, holy crap, this is a lot of work. I cannot do this myself. Let me tell you about Rockstar Restoration and what we do, and I'll tell you exactly how much we cost, so there are no surprises whatsoever. What we do is we will take a look for free at your credit report and let you know if we can help, if we believe we can help. Now you have to understand, any credit repair restoration company, it's kind of like a lawyer. We do the work. We write the letters. We do the battle for you. The battle doesn't happen overnight. And of course, there's no guarantees because we're working with the information you give us too, and making sure that, that we're honest with that. But what I've seen is, I haven't seen anybody who hasn't been able to help yet. So if you don't want to do the work yourself, or it's just too doggone complicated, but you want to work with a company that's ethical and can help, here's how we work. If we take a look at your credit report and we believe we can help you, you're going to like what you can hear here. We don't actually charge anything for the disputes and the letter writing and the work. As a matter of fact, we do the work for free for 4 months. That's right. For 4 months, we will write letters on your behalf. We will send them to the credit bureaus, and we will do all this work for 4 months, and we don't charge any money. What you do have to pay for, if we can help you, we will say, yes, we can help. And then if you want to get started, what you do pay for is you pay up front. Well, the total you'll pay is $695. Okay. And what that total cost covers is you're paying the upfront consultation fee and credit education on how to make sure your credit stays good. And then you're also paying for all of the postage and supplies that we use to do the disputes for 4 months. But the disputes and the service is free. So it's $695 for the service. But if you pay it all up front, because we do a split pay program where we'll let you divide it into three payments. But if you pay everything up front, you just pay it all up front, you actually save $200. So if you pay it all up front, it's only $495 to you. Now, how do you get started? Well, if you want us to reach out to you so we can take a look at your credit report for you for free and tell you if we can help, and we'll show you all the derogatory accounts, and then we'll tell you if we can help. If you're interested in that, go to goodcreditrocks.com. That's goodcreditrocks, RockS.com. Goodcreditrocks.com. Check it out, and we'd love to tell you if we can help. And if it's something we can help with, we will. So this is a good opportunity for you to get your credit back on track and get that auto loan that you really want, get that home loan that you want, get that business going that you've been wanting to do. Everything we do is 100% discreet, so no one will know who you are. No one will know that you reached out to us. No one will know that you're asking for help repairing your credit, or that your credit has issues in the first place. Your privacy is guaranteed. We do not sell your information to anyone else. So it stays. Thanks for tuning into this episode. If you like it, please share it out and tell others to tune in too. Now go out there and make your day, and hopefully someone else's, amazing.